You're listening to SBS News.
Dozens of images of Chinese President Xi Jinping have been posted on social media, smeared with black ink in protest of the disappearance of Shanghai resident Dong Yaocheng. The 29-year-old hasn't been seen since live-streaming this video on Twitter last week.
Behind me is a portrait of Xi Jinping. I want to say publicly that I oppose the tyranny of Xi Jinping's dictatorship and the brain control oppression imposed by the Chinese Communist Party.
After defacing a poster of Xi Jinping, she continues to call him a tyrant and denounces the Communist Party. Artist Hua Yong was watching online and tweeted his concern for her safety. Now based in China's southern Yunnan province, the artist was detained for criticizing the government last year and exiled from Beijing.
She was definitely going to disappear. That was my first reaction to seeing her post. Her last tweet was, "I'm not afraid. I've done nothing wrong."
Before disappearing, she tweeted an image of three men outside her home. Hua Yong describes the picture.
From her last tweet, you can see through the peephole one plainclothes police and two uniformed police at her door. 1 hour later, she was unreachable through her phone or Twitter.
Since President Xi came to power in 2012, the Communist Party has shown little tolerance for dissent. This year, term limits on Xi Jinping's leadership were scrapped, his philosophy enshrined in China's constitution. On the streets of Beijing, it's clear his emperor-like status is one few dare to challenge.
He's the country's leader, the boss.
He's the father of all of us. That's my feeling. That's it.
Human rights groups say those who do face indefinite detention and can even be charged with subverting state power, punishable with life imprisonment. Patrick Poon is a representative from Amnesty International's Hong Kong office.
For China, they don't really want to see its citizens to criticize its state leader in such a manner. So they would actually use every means to crack down on any freedom of expression in such areas.
Shanghai Security Bureau have denied any knowledge of Ms. Dong's case. In Beijing, Katrina Yu, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.